Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 4th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Resolved AI raises $1.6 million pre-seed round. Resolved AI, a solution automating complex reconciliation workflows, has secured $1.6 million in a pre-seed round. Investors include Spice Capital, Betaworks, and Factorial Capital, along with angel investors like Datadog CEO Olivier Pomel. This funding will fuel Resolved's engineering team growth and product development. Founder Ananth Manavanan aims to revolutionize how teams handle unstructured requests, data reconciliation, and downstream actions. Since its 2024 launch, Resolved has onboarded major U.S. health systems. With a background at PepsiCo and Capital One, Manavanan is reshaping reconciliation processes to save time and reduce errors. Spice Capital's Maya Bakai praises Resolved's innovation, anticipating industry-wide impact.
Q&A with Manaka Thiliampalam, Chief Marketing Officer of Hitachi Digital Services. Manaka Thiliampalam, Chief Marketing Officer of Hitachi Digital Services, brings extensive experience to her role, having previously served as CMO for Lionbridge and Banking Circle Group, and in marketing leadership roles at Amazon Web Services, LinkedIn, and Accenture. She emphasizes lean leadership, focusing on agility, budget innovation, and human-centric strategy. Manaka stresses the importance of listening to customers and partners when repositioning brands, building on what is already true. She values maintaining relationships with intention, as trust and mutual respect can create long-term opportunities. In terms of AI in marketing, Manaka believes in integrating it into workflows aligned with strategy for maximum impact. Her advice to other CMOs is to stay focused on what matters. Build a structure that supports fast decisions, invest in the team, and say no to things that don't serve the mission. Advara appoints Brian Hart as Chief Technology Officer. Advara, the market leader in regulatory reviews and a leading provider of clinical research technology, has appointed Brian Hart as Chief Technology Officer, CTO. With over 20 years of experience in healthcare technology and innovation, Hart will drive Advara's technology and product strategy, focusing on continuous innovation to enhance Advara's solutions. His expertise in AI and machine learning will be key in optimizing integrated technology offerings and improving the customer experience. Advara's commitment to advancing scalable, intelligent solutions is reinforced by this leadership alignment, aimed at empowering sponsors, CROs, and sites to run more efficient, compliant, and transparent clinical research. Brian Hart expressed excitement in leveraging technology to optimize the clinical trial lifecycle, improve stakeholder collaboration, and ultimately benefit patients.
Noma Security names Diana Kelly, Chief Information Security Officer, and Mavi Grizzer, Vice President of Customer Success. Noma Security appoints Diana Kelly as Chief Information Security Officer and Mavi Grizzer as Vice President of Customer Success. These strategic moves highlight Noma Security's dedication to top-tier leadership as they expand to meet growing demand in enterprise AI security. Diana, with a background at major tech firms like Microsoft and IBM, brings expertise to bridge the gap between innovation and customer needs. Mavi, with experience at Wiz and Microsoft, focuses on enhancing customer satisfaction and business growth. Their appointments follow Noma Security's recent $100 million funding round, showcasing their rapid growth. Learn more about Noma Security's AI security platform and meet their team at Black Hat USA 2025.
SafePro Group Inc.'s ESPAI, drone-based AI tech selected for next year's U.S. Army Futures Command experiment. SafePro Group, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SPAI, has been selected to participate in the U.S. Army's CFWEM 2026 modernization experiment at Fort Benning. The company will showcase its Spotlight AI TM platform, which detects explosive threats from drone imagery in near real time. Trained on over 1.6 million drone images from Ukraine, it has identified more than 28,000 threats to date. SafePro aims to integrate the system into the Army's TAC ecosystem for instant alerts to soldier-carried devices. This demonstration is part of the Army's efforts to modernize small unit capabilities and stay competitive in the evolving military technology landscape. Quantica Infrastructure launches Big Sky Digital Infrastructure as its flagship development platform in Montana. Quantica Infrastructure, LLC, introduces Big Sky Digital Infrastructure, LLC, a 5,000-acre energy and digital infrastructure campus outside Billings, Montana. The initial projected capacity is 500 megawatts of new renewable power and battery energy storage, expandable to 1 gigawatt. Construction of the Big Sky campus is set to begin in 2026. Co-founder Damon Obi emphasizes the project's focus on creating opportunities for Montanans while staying true to values and heritage. The site will offer high-speed fiber and renewable energy, supporting the digital economy. BSDI aims to create construction jobs and permanent positions, boosting local economic development and workforce training.
Tech media breaks. Wearable devices lilted. NASDAQ WLDS WLDSW secures continuation patent for gesture and voice control interface. Wearable devices lilted, a technology company specializing in AI-powered touchless sensing wearables, has secured a continuation patent for its gesture and voice-controlled interface device. This patent enhances the company's neural interface technologies by identifying start and end points of continuous gestures, enabling intuitive control without physical contact or voice triggers. President and Chief Scientific Officer Guy Wagner stated that this patent strengthens the company's gesture recognition engine and supports its mission to create seamless digital interaction. Wearable Devices Lilted is revolutionizing human-computer interaction with its innovative products, such as the Mudra Band for iOS and Mudra Link for Android, which transform subtle finger and wrist movements into intuitive controls. The company's ordinary shares and warrants trade on the NASDAQ under the symbols WLDS and WLDSW, respectively.
Motorsports tech startup Curb secures $500K in seed round to expand platform and engineering team. DC-based Curbs Adventures, a rising tech player in the grassroots motorsports space, has secured $500,000 in seed funding to expand its digital platform. The funding, backed by a syndicate of motorsports insiders and angel investors, will be used to grow the engineering team, accelerate product development, and expand into new markets. Curbs' platform aims to modernize amateur motorsports with tools for event registration, real-time check-in, vehicle rentals, and AI-based lap coaching. Features include digital inspections, scheduling, social tools, and an interface for instructors and clubs. The company plans to launch an AI-powered lap coaching marketplace, a vehicle sharing platform, and a motorsports-native social graph. Early adopters in the Mid-Atlantic region have been using the platform for events. Late-stage pipeline wins boost investor confidence in high-growth therapeutic areas. As America's population ages, chronic and rare diseases are emerging as a pressing healthcare challenge. With more than 30 million Americans living with a rare disease, the need for accurate diagnoses and effective treatments is urgent. Solagenix, Inc. is making strides with its Hybrite TM platform, a novel therapy aimed at treating cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, a rare skin cancer that primarily affects older adults. With successful U.S.-based manufacturing of Hybrite's active ingredient now in place, Solagenix exemplifies domestic innovation poised to impact this underserved patient population. The company is one of several impressive companies committed to making an impact in the pharmaceutical space, including Pfizer Inc., Merck & Co. Inc., and Bristol-Myers Squibb Co. Report finds that residential battery costs have dropped by 50% in Europe. A recent report by EUPD Research reveals that residential battery costs have decreased by more than 50% in Europe over the past 2 years. This significant drop in price is making clean energy more accessible for homeowners, reshaping the way people view energy independence and home power systems. As battery storage becomes more prevalent not only in Europe, but also in global markets, companies like Powerbank Corporation, UN, and CIEN FSEGY2 have a chance to take advantage of this trend.
Study compares whether EV battery reuse is better than recycling. A study comparing whether EV battery reuse is better than recycling has been conducted by a joint team of researchers. With battery electric vehicles, BEVs, becoming more common worldwide, these packs have an estimated lifespan of 10 to 20 years. Factors such as driving habits, battery chemistry, maintenance, and environmental conditions can affect this. It would be interesting to hear what EV makers like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ Binney, think about creating an ecosystem for handling used electric vehicle batteries.
Investor news breaks. VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ VK, sets date for in-person annual shareholder meeting. VivaCore Inc., VIVK, has scheduled its annual shareholder meeting for September 11, 2025, at 9 a.m. CST in Dallas, Texas. The meeting will take place at 2278 Monitor Street. VivaCore is known for its energy transportation, storage, reuse, and remediation services. The company's strategy involves developing, acquiring, and operating assets in the energy sector. VivaCore provides crude oil transportation, gathering, storage, reuse, and remediation services under long-term contracts. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform focused on press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community. For more details, visit InvestorWire's website.
A news breaks. Lantern Pharma, LTRN, unveils AI tool to predict blood-brain barrier permeability with 94% accuracy. Lantern Pharma, a NASDAQ-listed AI-driven oncology drug development company, has introduced PredictBBB.AM, an AI tool that predicts blood-brain barrier permeability of small molecules with 94% accuracy. The platform, built on billions of molecular data points, addresses the challenge of only 2-6% of small molecules crossing the BBB. PredictBBB.AI TM ranks among the top performers on the Therapeutic Data Commons leaderboard, utilizing synthetic data augmentation and advanced molecular representation. This launch coincides with the projected growth of the BBB technologies market from $1.4 billion in 2023 to $9.85 billion by 2032, showcasing strong clinical demand. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.